the 56th step is something that it's the only step that brings relief. You know, there's all this pressure, this endless pressure on the survival of the fittest, this endless pressure on the evolutionary imperative that drives us, and we are all helpless in that. The relief is also a joke. After all, the moment that we have the 56th step, what we have is the completion of the channel 1156, the channel of the searcher. When you get to the 56th step, the search is over. I mean, the search is over. The search for what in the ancient tradition of the I Ching was for, and pardon its sexism, the righteous man. This search for the ideal of what it is to be correct in the world. But that's a small part of what's fascinating to me about the 56th step. The greatest magic, and I know it so well, is oral magic. This old way of being able to share and communicate with each other. And for so long in the history of humanity, the 56th gate dominated in the way in which we could best possibly bring information to the other. It is the gate of storytelling. It is the gate of parables. It is the gate of trying to get people to see what you mean. And when you get to the 56th step, you don't have to try to show anybody what you see and what it means, because they can see it too. And we have a whole new way in which humanity is stimulated. All of this is always, anything of the future stands on the edge of science fiction. I don't want to get into the details. You can play with your imaginations and wonder what that's like. It's a magical thing. This idea that there is a different way for us that's coming, in which humanity can share concepts in a way that has always required us to create an oral translation. Those beings in my life who are emotional, they have taught me a great deal about what feeling is. Because I am open and sensitive to any emotional system, I have learned to taste the underlying currents that lie within feelings. And feelings at the motor level can be so profound in what they bring across as information. Imagine what feeling is as consciousness. And what can be transferred one to the other and shared in a blend of that. A communal vision, a shared vision, not a shared story. Not all of us odd creatures sitting in front of a box to get our shared vision. But all of us being able to share the vision. That's an extraordinary transition. By the way, not for them. What you don't have always appears to be magical. I can tell you that being awake is not magical. It's really mundane. But I assume most of you think it's magical. It's really mundane. And for them, it will be very mundane, because after all, it takes a long time to master an awareness. And they're not mastering their own awareness. They're mastering a communal awareness, a shared awareness. I can't even imagine how that works. I can't imagine what it's like, me, the ego manifester, to give up part of my awareness for some greater awareness. I don't understand that. That doesn't belong to me. I'm quite content to be in my own little box. I don't know if I want somebody else in there. So understand that though it may be magical from our perception, like anything else, you know, it will be the ordeal of what it is to be in life, and they will have to deal with the consequences of that awareness. as we deal with the consequences of mind and the consequences of our baser instincts. But it certainly will be different in the way in which it's shared, because it won't be shared as individuals. It'll be shared as, well, as groups of wholes.